Okay. Good evening, everybody. This year we are learning Hilchos Shabbos. We started from the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. We got up to the beginning of Siman Ayin Reish Beis. All the shiurim this year are the Zecha Nishmas. Marvisfeld, who pushed away almost a year ago at the beginning of the Corona sickness. We already mentioned that in the days of the Rishayim, the days of the early Rishayim, there was a big machlokes where the Kiddush al Hayayin is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. Reciting Kiddush, the Gemara understands, is a din deraisa based on the pasuk Zachor, as Yom Shabbos Lakadshei. The Gemara had a tradition that pshuto shel mikra is that the word Zachor doesn't mean to remember lizkor, but lahazkir, to mention. We should mention Kiddushas Hayayin. And the Rambam writes, Rambam wrote a whole Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he says, he's the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam gives you the 14 guiding principles that determine what belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and what not. So the Rambam has the third klal is, you only include mitzvahs that are l'fi pshuto shel mikra. Whatever is only known through a drosha of the Torah Shebaal Peh is not included in the minyan mitzvahs. Why? This is the Rambam l'shitasai, because the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis, in disagreement with the Goyim. The Goyim understood the Midrashim that say, Kol ma shetam advasik asid l'chadish, nemal al Moshe Messina. Every single din that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, every din that we accept was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So if every din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, so what do you need all the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Reshus Pam for? So the Goyim were of the opinion that the Yud Gimel Midrash are not to derive new dinim. The Bezin has no right to figure out, to come up with a new din. All the dinim have to be a tradition of Moshe Mitzrayim. But the Yud Gimel Midrash is to check your tradition, to ascertain maybe you made a mistake. Maybe there's an error in your tradition. So if you can, it's like an asmachta. So all of the Yud Gimel Midrash is just an asmachta. If you can darshan the Yud Gimel Midrash, that's a hoichocha, that's a right, that your tradition is accurate, that there is no error. And the Rambam disagrees, said, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, Eidanam dang zereshavim yatzmai, elam ken kibla mirabba, you have to have a tradition. But all the other Midrash alternate Reshus Pam, the Bezdin is machadish in every generation, new dinim. So how can you say there are only 613 mitzvahs? If you include all the mitzvahs that are based on Midrash HaTorah and Reshus Pam, so in every generation, if they come up with another five new mitzvahs based on the drushes, that they'll be mechadish. So you'll have to take off five mitzvahs because there are only 613 mitzvahs, no more, no less. So the Rambam says no. You start with 613 mitzvahs l'fi pshuto shel mikra, and then in any generation, the Bezin is mechadish more drushes. More dinim deraisa based on the Torah Shebaal Peh, that's over and above the 613. So the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Kiddush lefi pshuto shel mikra. The Rambam says zocher v'shomer. This is a mitzvah shomer, not to do malacha on Shabbos, and zocher is the mitzvah to recite Kiddush. Zocher doesn't mean remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy, but rather mention lahaskir, mention the kedusha of Shabbos to give it kedusha. So the Rambam asks on himself, how do I know that if that's pshuto shel mikra? Maybe pshuto shel mikra really means lizkor, to remember Shabbos, and maybe lahaskir is only a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So maybe kiddush shouldn't be one of the yud gimel midas. It's only a drasha of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam says no. The lashon haGemara is noshim chayov is b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. Why? Because zocher v'shamer b'dibur echad nemo kol sheyeshtem v'shamer yeshtem v'zocher. So Shomer is a loises. Whenever it says Shomer pen v'yal, the Gemara says that's a loises. So loises, even zman groma, women are mechuyim. So women are not permitted to do malach on Shabbos. That's a loises in zman groma. And Zohar is a mitzvah to recite Kiddush. So women should have been potter from that. The Gemara says because Zohar b'Shomer where b'dibur echad nemru has a din like a hekesh. Hekesh means if you have a pasuk that has two dinim, we assume that there's a connection between the din in the first half of the pasuk and the din in the second half of the pasuk. So if you have a pasuk that has the first half and the second half, there's a connection between the two, that's a hekesh. So certainly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed both dinim simultaneously, זוכר ושמה בדיבר אחד מה שנאמרו, מה שאין הפה יכול לדבר ולא האוזן יכול לשמוע, that certainly has a status of a hekish. The Gemara said, you have a hekish, kol sheyeshna b'shamar, yeshna b'zocher, women, since they're obligated to observe shamar, because shamar is a loises and shazman grama, so they're obligated to observe zocher, to recite kiddush also, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah ses and shazman grama. It's one of the many exceptions to the rule. That women, the rule is that women in principle are potter from mitzvah ses and shazman grama, but there were so many exceptions to the rule, so there are more exceptions than there are mitzvahs, that's what the Rambam writes, there are more mitzvahs that are exceptions to the rule than there are mitzvahs that the rule applies to. So the Rambam says, and the Gemara's Lashon is, Noshim Chayobis B'Kiddush Hayoyim Devar Torah. So the Rambam translates, I don't know how he knows this, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, what does that phrase Devar Torah mean? Devar Torah means that it's Pshuto Shel Mikra, as opposed to a drosha of the Torah Shebal Peh. He says that justifies why he's going to count Kiddush as a mitzvah min haTorah, because it's lefi pshuto shel mikra. It's not merely a drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh. So in the days of the early Rishonim, before the days of the Baalei HaTosafos that we know, the earlier Baalei HaTosafos, there were opinions in the late Tkufas HaGaonim, early Tkufas HaRishonim. There were Rishonim who had a girsa in the Gemara, that's that we have the same girsa, but they read it, they translated that line in the Gemara differently. That Kiddush al Hayayin is deraisa, Kiddush and Havdalah al Hayayin, everything is deraisa, and a Nazir is permitted to drink Yain Shal Kiddush and Yain Shal Havdalah. Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, that's other wine, but Yain Shal Kiddush and Havdalah is allowed to drink. So the Baalei HaTosafos didn't accept that. They said, first they raised an issue, who says that Havdalah is deraisa, not so convinced about that. And even if you say Havdalah is deraisa, but why should, who says al Hayayin? The pasuk says zachar lahaskeh. Lahaskeh means to mention the pet, but it has to be a toast to l'chaim over a cup of wine. The pashta says that's only by the Rambam. So that's what we assume. We follow the Rambam. Magen Aram says we follow the Rambam's opinion that kiddush b'dvarim is deraisa. To recite kiddush is deraisa. When you dab ma'ariv, basically on Leil Shabbos, when you dab ma'ariv, so you it's a kiddush deraisa in the davening. He's saying kedushas hayam in the davening. And then you have to recite Kiddush al Hayayin, that's only with the Rabban. The Simon Ayin Reish Beis is discussing Aleza Yayin Mekachim, what kind of wine can you use for Kiddush? So there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, in the middle of Bava Basra, where the Gemara says you can only use Yayin le Kiddush, the Yayin that's kosher, le Nasach al Gabi HaMizbeach. So the Gemara says, what does it come to exclude? You're not supposed to use Yayin, let's say you squeeze grape juice. So Nazir is not allowed to drink grape juice, even if it didn't sit long enough that it should ferment. A Nazir is not allowed to drink grape juice. So what about, but can you use grape juice for Nisach HaGabi HaMizbech? So the Gemara says it's not right, because it says, Bakodesh HaSech Nesach Shechol Hashem, it should be Yayin that's Meshaker, Nesach Shechor. The Yayin that you use for Nisach HaYan should be Roy LeShaker. It shouldn't be in the first 40 days. You should let the wine, the grape juice, you should let it sit for 40 days that it should be able to ferment. And what about for Kiddush? Do you say also the yayin for Kiddush, you can't use grape juice? So the Gemara says, no. The Shulchan Aruch quotes on Siv Beis. Yayin Migito, wine that was just squeezed out from the wine press, the gas is the wine press, the kachimalov, you don't have to wait that it should ferment. It should be meshaker. Let's say someone gets stuck, a businessman gets stuck out of town for Shabbos. He can't come back to his home. So where is he going to? He's stuck in Idaho somewhere. Where is he going to get kosher wine? There's no kosher wine available. So the Gemara says, go to the store, buy a cluster of grapes and squeeze out the grapes. Doesn't mean you squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos. That's a malacha. If you squeeze out Zesim Anavim, the Gemara said, that's a malacha, a tolda of dosh. Dish is when you detach the oichel from the psalas. It grows from the ground. Straw grows from the ground, and on top of the straw, you have the kernels of grain. So the kernels of grain are the oichel, and the stalks of straw are the psalas, but they grow from the ground. It's connected. So when you detach the two, you didn't separate them. Separating them, that's another malacha borer. But when you detach the oichel from the psalas, that's a malacha of disha. So here you're detaching the mashke from the oichel. The grapes have mashka inside. So when you squeeze it out, that's a told the dosh. So the Gemara means eshkol shalanach. You take a cluster, you buy a cluster of grapes on Erev Shabbos, you squeeze it out before Shabbos, and it's in 24 hours not going to ferment. It's not going to turn into wine overnight. It takes a while. It takes 40 days. So the Gemara says you can use grape juice for Kiddush. Question is, what about our kind of grape juice? What about our grape juice? Our grape juice is treated chemically in such a way that it will not ferment. If you keep it long enough, it'll spoil, but it won't be able to ferment. So that was a big machlokes years ago. So historically, the first one who paskened, if you can use that verb, the first one who paskened that our grape juice is acceptable for Kiddush was Louis Ginsberg, who was from the Jewish Theological Seminary. He writes in all of his books on the Sharblat, on the title page, Dosh Mini Lahagro. He's an eighth generation descendant from the Vilna Gaon. He's very proud of his, he was a tremendous Baki, but he was involved in the Jewish Theological Seminary. So he mased to the federal government during Prohibition years when it was against the law to have alcoholic beverages unless you really need it for sacramental purposes. So the Jews used to make wine because they needed it for sacramental purposes, for Kiddush and Abdullah, and for Habakkuk. So he masked to the government that it's not true, that you don't need wine. They can just as well, you can make Kiddush and Abdullah and Habakkuk on grape juice. So at the time that he came out with his psak, many Rabbanim did not accept it. Rav Henkin was one of the main Rabbanim. He said the only time you can use grape juice, he had I think Ashita Mekubetzes and Nazir has this, and some of the Achronim write like this, and the Knesset Agdol, I think, grape juice, that if you let it, it wasn't treated chemically, it wasn't treated in such a way that it'll never be able to ferment. If you wouldn't drink it, if you let it sit, it would turn into wine. But if the grape juice is treated chemically, they put in sulfites and they cook it, and they kill all the microorganisms, so it cannot ferment. So it's not able to ferment. So then Rav Henkin held that the bracha is shahakol. He held that it's not bar piagofen, and it's like orange juice, that they can't use it for Kiddush and Abdullah. Many others also held like that. The reason why it was accepted, and all the bottles of grape juice says you can use it for Kiddush and Abdullah, is because later Rav Moshe Feinstein said like that. That was, I remember, at the funeral of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So one of the Rabbanim said a hespit, so he was saying how great Rav Moshe Feinstein was, that even the Pope followed the psukim of Rav Moshe Feinstein. What did the Pope have to do? Because there was a problem in the church, by the Christians, they use wine and wafers. And they, according to their gloden, according to their animamins, after they recite their incantation over the wine, and the wafers, so this converts to become the flesh and blood of Osa Hoish. So that's what the poskim say. It's not that the wine that they use for their transubstantiation that converts, it's not nisuch. Nisuch is tikruvus avodizar. This is mamash avodizar. If you have tikruvus avodizar, the din is there are four things that are osa bahanoah by avodizar. The actual avodizar itself, the getchke itself that they deify. Then the noyei avodizar, let's say they put on a necklace on the avodizar, they put on rings, earrings on the avodizar, they put on a dress or an outfit on the avodizar, that's noyei avodizar. Then you have mishamshi avodizar, you have kelim, let's say you have a knife that they use to shecht korbanis for avodizar, or you have a mizbech as mishamshi avodizar, or you have a chves, a frying pan, and they burn incense, they burn ktoras. So the ktoris is maybe tekruvus, and the frying pan is a mishamshi avodizar. And then you have tekruvus avodizar. So the four things, there's avodizar, mishamshi avodizar, noy avodizar, and tekruvus avodizar. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that avodizar shel nochri, if the avodizar was worshipped by a goy, lends itself to bittul. If you get the same goy or another goy to declare that he doesn't believe that this is a deity, so then avodizar becomes mutta bahanoa. Once the avodizar becomes mutamano, so the bittul has an effect not only on the getchke itself, on the pesel itself becomes mutamano. The noye avodizar, that avodizar become mutta, and the mishamshe avodizar become mutta. Why? Because avodizar, mishamshe, and noye are also mahanoah because of their present state. But if you got it nachri, if it's avodah zarah shel nachri, and bitul helps, so then it's no longer avodah zarah. But the kruv is avodah zarah is also al shem ha'avar because of its past history. So even if you get a nachri to say, I don't believe in that avodah zarah, but it doesn't help, this was used as Masham avodah zarah. The past history is still there. So that the kruv is, the Gemara says, bitul. It, even if a goy will come and say, I don't believe in that avodah zarah that they were menasach the wine to, it doesn't help. The kruv is also because of its past history, not because of its present and its future. So that's what the Darkei Tshuva from the Munkatcher writes on Hilchos Avodah Zarah. He quotes Achreinim Osei that Yayin Nesech, that the Nochrim Asa Yayin B'mago, if they handle the wine because of a Choshish Mishum Nesech, so that doesn't help if a Nochri is going to be Mevatalit. But if it's Yayin in the Christian church, they believe that after they recite their incantation, that this converts the wafer and the wine convert to become the flesh and blood of Osa Lich, that's Avodah Zarah Mamash, so it's more kal, because it's Avodah Zarah, so it does lend itself to Bitl. So for the same Nachri, or another Nachri will say he doesn't believe that Yoshke is the Avodah Zarah, so then the wine and the wafer will become Mutter Bahano, because it's not the Kruvis. The Kruvis is also because of its past history, it doesn't help Bitl. But the Avodah Zarah by the Christians, the wine and the wafer is the actual Avodah Zarah. That's what they believe. We think the whole thing is a joke, but that's what they believe. So that's also because it's Avodah Zarah. So if a Nochri will be Mevatel, it will be Mutter Bahano. So they had a problem. They had a problem years ago that some of the Galochim were getting drunk. They had wine in the churches that they used for their ceremony, for their Avodah Zarah, and the Galochim were getting shikha because of the wine. So they asked the Pope of Shaila whether they can be yotzei their Avodah Zarah ceremony by using grape juice. So the Pope asked, find out whether by the Jews, they make Kiddush on wine, are they allowed to use grape juice? So when they told him that Moshe Feinstein said that grape juice is good for Kiddush, like Louis Ginsberg from the Jewish Illogical Seminary, so the Pope of Gepaskin that if it's good enough for Moshe Feinstein, for the Orthodox Jews, it's good enough for the church also. So the Galochim are not going to get shikar on the grape juice. So they switched. So that's what one of the Rabbanim mentioned at the funeral of Rav Moshe Feinstein in New York, the funeral in New York on Tainus Esther. I think Rav Moshe was born on Zion Adar. That's why they gave him the name Moshe. And he died a week later. So the funeral in New York was on Tainus Esther. And there it's other funerals on Purim. Anyway, so that's a shaila. That was a shaila because the grape juice that we have today is treated chemically in such a way that it cannot ferment. So that's why Rav Henkin and many others held that it's not acceptable. But Rav Moshe holds that it is. Rav Moshe holds that grape juice is good for Kiddush, for Abdullah, and it's for Pragofen. The only thing is that you can't use it for arbikosis. Because arbikosis is supposed to be alachaim, a toast. Like you drink a toast to the queen and a toast to the prime minister and so on. So a toast, you don't make a toast on orange juice. It doesn't make sense to make a toast over grape juice. You make toast over yayin that has an oomph to it. So that's the din here in the Shulchan Aruch that you can make. So the Gemara says you can only make kiddush over yayin shiroi lenasach agabi hamizbech. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Do you mean that it has to be meted in mishaker, that the grape juice is not acceptable for nisach hayayin on the mizbech, so therefore it's not acceptable for kiddush? The din is not true, because chadot the mashkol shalanov and be'amirala kiddush hayayin. You can't say kiddush over plain old grape juice. The Gemara says, no, it refers to the din in sifalafi, mekach malyan shirech hayra. It's not the kovedik to bring Nisach on the Mizbeach to be Menasach Yayin la Mizbeach, to use Yayin Sherechoi Ra if it has a bad smell. It's not Kvot Shemayin. So just like in Adla HaKaveh No Lefechasech Yitzuch HaYisuf Anecha, so just like it's improper to use Yayin Sherechoi Ra for Nisach ala Mizbeach, so too it's not proper to use Yayin Sherechoi Ra for Kiddush. Okay, it's not because of it. What about Yain Shehela Kmochem? If you let wine sit long enough, too long, so then it's going to have little particles floating on top. So that's a discussion here in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Mekatshim al ayan shebefi achol v'safal pishyesh mokamochim." Even though there are tiny particles that are floating on top, and there are mokot, the others who are machmer, that you shouldn't. That's the same as recharatz, not because of it. Okay, so we're not going to use that kind of wine. Siv dalit is amachlokes satanoim in the last perek in Psochim. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Altere yayin ki yisadom. Red wine is considered more choshuv than white wine. I was told, I always thought that the red wine comes from purple grapes and white wine comes from green grapes. So they told me that it's incorrect. That all the wine, that when you squeeze out the wine, all the wine is white wine. But if you soak the wine in the pits of the grape seed, so then if you soak it with the grape seed, then it's going to turn red. And if you don't soak it in the grape seed, then even if you squeeze it out from purple grapes, the wine is going to be white. So the pasuk in Mishlei speaks about Altera Yayin Ki Yisadom, that red wine is more choshuv than the white wine. So there's a machlokes hatanoim in the Gemara. Can you use yayin for arba kosis? Can you use white wine? So the Ramban, Siv Dalet, Mekatshim al Yayin Lovon, Ramban poslo le kiddush. Ramban hol afir b'liyevet. The Ramban hol is no good, only for kiddush. Aber mabdilim alav for havdol it is good. The Ramban agrees. It's yain. It's bar piagofen, but he also he can't use it for kiddush. A minig oelam kisvar reishan. A minig is not like the Ramban. Look, if you have a choice, if you have red wine, white wine, so use the red wine. Okay, but if you have no choice, some yikar adin, we paskan that white wine is good. A lot of people used to come. Visit by us on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, so a lot of times when people would come visit, they would give us a bottle of wine. So we had white wine, we had red wine. The people brought all kinds of wine. So I used to always be careful, I used to use the white wine. Rabbi Kevega says over here, even according to the Ramban, that you can't use white wine for Kiddush on Friday night, but for Kiddush on Shabbos morning, it says that you can use Chamar Medina. Same thing for Haftali, you can use Chamar Medina. If wine is not available, you can use Chamar Medina. So Rabbi Kevega says, you can't say that white wine is inferior to Chamar Medina. So there were boys from the yeshiva used to see that I used to use the white wine for Kiddush on Shabbos morning, or for Havdalah. So some of the boys, when they got married, they bought two kinds of wine. They bought white wine and red wine. So they used the white wine for Kiddush on Shabbos morning and for Havdalah, and they used the red wine for Kiddush on Leil Shabbos. So when I found out about it, I said, that's not why I do it. I use white wine because I have a house. Half of the wine that people gave me is white wine. I didn't buy any white wine. But Rabbi Kevega says, if Chamar Medina is good, so white wine is also good. But the preferable is you should always have the red wine. Always have red wine.
Rav Schachter, but the halacha is regarding hatov and hameter. If you have both, if you have red and you have white, doesn't it say either in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Ramah that white is more mehudar regarding hatov hameter?
Sometimes people will enjoy the white wine better than the red wine because it'll be spunkier. It'll taste better. Okay. But for Ramban holds that the Kiddush on Friday night has to be davke red wine. Otherwise, you're not yotze. You feel a bit of it. Okay. So lechatchila, if you have a choice, you should make the Kiddush on the red wine. You have no choice. And the Mechaber says the minig ha'olam is kisvara harishana, that white wine is also good. Yeah. What about yayin mevushal? What about yayin that was cooked? So the Geonim are of the opinion that that's not acceptable. Yayin mevushal is posel anasach agabi hamizbeach. The Gemara says, let's say when you do when you zorek dam on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says dam shebishloi. If you're going to cook the dam first before you zorek it on the mizbeach, then you're not yotze. Then the korban is not kosher. Dam shebishloi is posel lizrak agabi hamizbeach. That's why we paskin la'alocha. The dam shebishloi is only an issa de rabbonim. Because the Yisra is Dam is Anil Satav Lechem Alam Mizbech Lechaper. Dam is reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the purpose of Zrika Al Gabi HaMizbech. That's only Dam that's raw blood. But if the Dam is cooked, let's say you have flesh and you don't salt it and you cook it the way it is. So if you cooked it the way it is, it's going to be Dam Shabishlo. So the Yisra will only be an Yisra Derabonim. Won't be an Yisra Derai. So that's the Psak HaRamo. The Mechaber, it's a dion in Svardish Achranim, whether the Mechaber agrees. I think most assume that even the Mechaber agrees. But some of the Svardish Achranim assume that there's a Machlokes Mechaber the Rama. But the Rama paskins like that. That's how the Ashkenazim paskin, that the Dam Shebishla is only the Rabbanim. Same thing, Yayim Mevushal is possible in Asa Chagabi Mizbech. Has to be ruined. The same thing, let's say, when you maktir a murim on the Mizbech. Whenever you bring carbonos, you have to burn the chalif. On the Mizbech, that's called a murim. If you bring a carbon oil, you have to burn everything on the Mizbech. So let's say you cook the flesh first, and then you put it on the fire on the Mizbech. So the Gemara says you're not yotze because it's not going to be reich nichayach. It's not going to have the same odor. If you cook raw, if you burn raw meat on top of the fire, on top of the Mizbeach, it'll have one smell. It'll smell one way. If you cooked it first and then you burn it on the fire, it's going to have a different smell. So the Gemara says, you're not yotze the din of reich nichayach. So the din is that it can't be mevushal. The yayin can't be mevushal when you want to do nisuch, and the dam can't be mevushal when you want to do zrika, and the emurim can't be, emurim should bishlon first, and then you makta them, so you're not yotze, because it's not going to be the proper reich nichayach. So the Gemara made a statement there on Bava Basra, in the middle of Amechas HaPeres. The Gemara says that yayin, that's posel anasach, hagabi hamizbeach, is posel lekiddush. So the Gemara says, what is it referring to? So the Gemara says, rechay ra, according to the Ramah, elakmochim, also if it's inferior, if it began to spoil. So what if it's not spoiled? What if it's yayin mevushal? So Taisus quotes a Rashi, we don't have this, Pirish Rashi, ala Gemara, we don't have it. Taisus quotes the psak of Rashi, the yayin mevushal is shahakol. It's no longer bar pregof. Why? Because the Gemara has a klal in brachas. Whatever is a vegetable, then it's bar pri hadama. Whatever is a fruit, then it's bar pri ha'etz. And then you cook it, or you grind it up, you granulate it, and you made a shinoi. So does it still retain the same bracha, or do you say that it's nishtana? And well, the ishtani so loses the bracha. That's the sugi of shlokas. Shlokas means you cook the vegetables. So if it's a potato that you never eat, we don't eat raw potatoes. The behemoths eat raw potatoes, but the people don't eat raw potatoes. So the potato is only hadama if you did cook it. If you eat it raw, that's not normal. So since it's not normal to eat raw potatoes, if you eat it, you say shahakol. In Europe, the practice used to be that they would only give raw carrots to the behemoths. The people only ate tzimis. They would eat carrots that were cooked. So if you would eat raw carrots, you would say shahakol, because it's not kederach achila, it's not normal. If you cook the carrots, then it becomes bar pi hadama. So if it's potatoes or carrots in Europe, in America, everybody eats raw carrots. So if it's that type of a vegetable that you never eat it raw, you only eat it when it's cooked, so then only becomes bar pi hadama after you cook it. But what if it's, let's say, in America, let's say you have a vegetable that tastes good when it's raw, and then you happen to cook it. So the Gemara says that cooking, or you grind it up, so then cooking or grinding it up is considered a shinoi. So then the Gemara says it depends. Is it ishtani le mayusa or is it ishtani le griusa? So if it's ishtani, wine, yayin mevushal, the Gemara assumes is le griusa. Because yayin mevushal is not good, l'nisoch agabi hamizbeach. So Rashi holds that when you cook wine, it's a shtani ligriusa, and it loses its, it's considered a synthetic food. It's no longer considered the yayin, no longer has the chashav bracha bari pri hagofen. It's considered a synthetic food, so shahakal niya bidvar. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. He says, what's that this? Just because it's posel anasach hagabi hamizbech means that it's inferior quality. It's not a shtani ligriusa. It's good when you have wine that's yayin chai. And it's good when it's yayin mevushal. Both ways is good. So Taisus holds that yayin mevushal does not lose its bracha. It's still bar priagov. That's a shayla, let's say, when you make cognac or you make brandy. So you cook the cognac or the brandy. You take wine and it ferments. And then you cook it. You evaporate it. And cognac and brandy are more expensive than wine. So that's what Rabbi Akivam did, and other poskim write, serious poskim, they all write, that cognac and brandy is ishtani le malyusa. It's not ishtani le griusa. It doesn't taste like schnapps. doesn't taste like wine, but it costs more money than the wine. So that's what the poskim say, that when you cook cognac or brandy, that's mamish bar piag often. It's not like schnapps that we usually say shakal nebidvar. Cognac and brandy is considered ishtani lemal yusim. That's a discussion that the poskim have. Let's say you take wine, and you, what do you call it? You put in the bubbles. What do you call that? I forgot. So some achronim thought that that's ishtani, and it loses the bracha bar piagot.
Champagne.
What?
Champagne.
Yeah.
So carbonation.
What do you call it?
Carbonation.
When you carbonate, okay. When you carbonate it, when you put in the bubbles, so some consider that ishtani. Ishtani say no longer say bar piagot. Others said no, it's more expensive. It's ishtani lemal yusa. It's not ishtani ligam yusa. Should be like cognac and brandy. That the bracha there retains the bracha bar piagot, and so the carbonation doesn't make it ishtani ligviusa, ishtani lemal yusa. So that's Rashi holds that yayim uvushala shahakol, and Tosafot quotes that psak of Rashi, and they disagree. They think that it's not correct. So, but the shaila is according to the Gainim understood. The Raman quotes this from the Gainim. The yayim uvushala is not acceptable for kiddush. Abdullah, it's good, but for kiddush, it's, you have to use yain she mevorchma yain she roy lenasach agabi hamizbeach. Since yain mevushal is posel lenasach agabi hamizbeach, that's why the Rambam follows the Gaonim that yain mevushal is no good for kiddush. So that's what we mentioned. A lot of times on a bottle of wine, it'll say lo mevushal. Why do they make lo mevushal? Make everything mevushal. There won't be a problem on maga hakum, because yain mevushal is posel lenasach agabi hamizbeach by us. So that's why the Oibdi Avodah Zarah also had the practice. They would usually not be Menasech Yayim Mevushal, because we consider it improper to use it Lashamayim. So they also wouldn't use it Lashamayim. If a Nochri is Menasech water, a Nochri Menasech Coca-Cola, it'll become Nesach, it'll become Osbanah, like the Kerubis. But you're not Choshish that if a Nochri handles Coca-Cola, maybe he was Menasech. They would Chacham Ronin Choshish on wine. But if it's Yayim Mevushal, since by us it's Pasul and Asech, so by Zeh, by the Avodah Zarah, also their practice was they wouldn't use it for Avodah Zarah for Nisuch purposes. So that's why the Gemara says if there's Maga Akum on Yayim Mevushal, the Nochri doesn't Asech because there's no Chashash Nisuch.
Rebbe, how do we justify the labels on the grape juice that you can use it for abacrisis?
They don't agree with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein thinks that even though the grape juice is mamish bar piagof and is good for Kiddush and Abdullah, but he thinks that for abacrisis it has to be a toast. So it has to have a spunk to it. So you don't make a toast on orange juice, so you don't make a toast on grape juice. And they follow their chassidish rebbes who don't agree with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. They hold that that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say also. The Rambam says that Shoson Chai, it's a Gemara in the last parak in Sochem. If for the Arba Kaisis you use Yayin Chai, you didn't do Mezige, and it doesn't taste as good. If you have Yayin, years ago the wine in Eretz Yisrael used to be so sharp, so it didn't taste so good if you didn't do Mezige, if you didn't mix in a little bit of water. So there's one Tana who's of the opinion that the special super bracha Bar Piagofen only applies if you did Mezige. We don't pass it like that. We pass it even Yayin Chai. You also say Bar Piagof. But there was one Tana held that, you know. So the Gemara says you shouldn't use Yayin Chai for Arba Kaisis. The Rambam says, why? It should be a Shtia Areva. It should be a pleasant tasting drink. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that if people don't enjoy wine and they enjoy better grape juice, so let them use grape juice for Arba Kaisis. He thought Fakir. He thought not like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he thought that the grape juice would, if it's bar piagofen, if grape juice is good for bar piagofen, it's good for bracha, so it's good for abacosis also. That was Rabbi Moshe had a chiddush like that. That it's not acceptable for abacosis because you need a toast. Yeah. So the Rambam has a machlokes with the Gaon. What about this? We spoke briefly about. What about there's a din? If you have a carbon mincha, you're not allowed to mix in sora dvash la sakter menu yishel Hashem. if you're makir of a korban on the mizbech that has a little bit of sor in it or a little bit of drash in it, so that's an iser. So that's a machloikis. The Rambam quotes his machloikis with the Goinim. What if you have yayin shiur v'bosh sor or drash? Do you say that since it's possible nasach agabe mizbech, so it's possible for kiddush also? Oh no, oh no. So that's what they say. I think in the name of Velvola Soloveitchik, that the Minchas Chinuch had a suffix. How do you read the line in Pita Makteris? It says, "Imnos madash psola." M'chisrechman calls him an achay misa. So what do you mean, "Imnos madash psola"? If you mixed in dvash, you can't be makter the Makteris on the Mizbech, because if you will, you'll be in violation of the Isser of being makter the Korban Sheit Basara dvash. But if you have yayin lekiddush and you mixed in dvash, you mixed in some other, you mixed in some sugar, you have sugar added, dvash Rashi says on chumash is any mesikas pri, called pri and mesikas pri, it's called dvash. So let's say you mix in sugar into, you have sugar added a lot of times. The Malaga, the Concord wine, has a lot of sugar added. It's much sweeter than it would be naturally. So if it has sugar added, so the Minchas Chinuch is mesupik. What does that line mean? Nasam lash psola. Psola means lamaisa. You can't use the Keturis because you'll be in violation of the lav. Or does it mean no? Psola. Even if you'll be mocked to the Keturis, not only will you be in violation of a lav, the Keturis will be posel. Keturis sheyesh b'sor advash is posel. So that's what Rav Avvel Soloveitchik said. Those are exactly the two opinions in the Rambam. If you have yayin mevushal, so the Rambam agrees with the Goyim that Yai Mevushal is possible and Nasach Agabi HaMizbech, so it's possible for Kiddush. But if Rabbi Yai Shirvubo Soru Dvash, so that's a machlekes. Whether you say the whole Korban becomes a Korban Sheyesh B'Soru Dvash, the whole Korban is possible, so the whole Yayin is possible in Nisoch, you say no, you can't be Menasach it, because it'll be over the lav of Soru Dvash Bal Taktirum. But by Yain Lekiddush, you won't be over on any lav. So that was that the Rambam quotes that machlokes within between himself and the Gaonim. Yeah. So we mentioned already the question: how high a degree do you have to cook the wine should be considered the Yain Mevushal? With respect to Maga Akum, that Yain Mevushal, you don't have to be choshish for Maga Akum. Because the Yayin Mevushal is possible in Nasach Hagam Mizbech, so the Avodah Zarah wouldn't use it either, so it's a milsa de la shchicha, so the Chachamim would never go there. And for those who want to be machmir, the Yayin Mevushal is not acceptable for Kiddush, so how much does it have to be cooked? So the one who gives the Hashgacha on the Kedem wine, Chassidish Rebbe gives the Hashgacha, he is working on the assumption that it's only called Yayin Mevushal, the simple reading of the Shach and Yerideh is like that. It's only called Yayin Mevushal if they cooked it till the 212 degrees that it started to evaporate, till the point of evaporation. And Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed, and he said he thinks that it's absolutely wrong, because the Or Zeruah has a suffix, how hot do you have to cook the wine that it should be considered Yayin Mevushal for the purposes of Maga Hakum? So he has a question, maybe we should say Hefshero, Zehu Bishula. Maybe if you cooked it till you made it poshrim, till you made it lukewarm, maybe that's already enough to call it Yayin Mevushal. So the Ozora says he doesn't think so. Just like the Gemara says for Bishul on Shabbos, for the Melacha Bishul, that we say, Efshero lo Zehu Bishula, if you cook water till it becomes lukewarm, but it didn't become Yatzalet, that it's not Bishul, so too it wouldn't be considered Yayin Mevushal if it's only poshrim. So if that's not enough, so what do you need? So you don't jump five steps ahead. You have to cook it till it evaporates. That's way ahead. Poshim is not enough. So you need Yatzaleta. So that's what Moshe says you don't need. That it should be till the point of evaporation, till 212.
Yeah, but there's no U on that Kerem also. That they are they paskening that it's okay for Kiddush and Hanbal and for Kotzot, or is it just the Rebbe who's paskening that?
The Rebbe who gives the Hashgacha, he puts on the label that is good for Kiddush and Havdalah.
So in other words, that's Lav Dafka, the OU's take on it.
Yeah. Okay. That's in Shulchan Aruch. You have to learn this siman, Ayin Resh Beis, to see if it's acceptable. So Mikra then we paskin that Yayin Mevushal is good for Kiddush. We paskin against the Rambam and the Gaon. We paskin Yayin Mevushal is good. But those who want to be Machmir, so then Rav Moshe felt that when it says on a bottle of wine which is pasteurized. It says on wine or grape juice pasteurized, so it's going to say ena mevushal. That can be ena mevushal. If it's pasteurized, so it's already more than yatzaleh is bahi. Rav Moshe felt it doesn't have to be that you heated it till the point of evaporation. You have to cook it till 212. If you made it yatzaleh, this is enough. So pasteurization is always more than yatzaleh is bahi. So these are the dinim in the beginning of Iron Rage Base. Then you have the din of Hamar Medina. That's in Sif Tes. The Gemara says Chamra is wine. So Hamar Medina means in this Medina, we're Mechabit people giving a Coca-Cola or giving a cup of tea. Rabbi Ochanan Wasserman was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Moshe. I think maybe we mentioned it last week. They were married to two sisters. Rabbi Chaim Moshe's first wife was the granddaughter of Rabbi Sol Salanta, but then she died young. So his second wife was the daughter of the Rabbi Meir Atlas. So they married the Rabbi Chana and Rabbi Chaim Moshe married the two sisters, the daughters of Rabbi Meir Atlas. So once Rabbi Chana visited Rabbi Chaim Moshe, then for Shabbos, and he came back to the yeshiva. So he told the boys in the yeshiva he saw a chiddush by Rabbi Chaim Moshe. They made Havdalah over a cup of burning hot tea. And he felt that burning hot tea is Chamar Medina. So that's a din Havdalah. If wine is not available, it's way too expensive, or it's wartime and wine is not available, whatever. So then you can make Kiddush Friday night over Chalas, we paskin. And then you can make Havdalah over Chamar Medina. Or you can make Kiddush Shabbos morning over Chamar Medina. Okay. Friday night is a machlokes, and more correct is that Friday night you should not use Chamar Medina. The Chavetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer for the, that's called Machne Yisrael, for the soldiers in the Goyish army. How do you function? So they're not going to have kosher wine in the Goyish army. They'll be happy if they have kosher food. They're not going to get kosher wine. So he says they should make, if sometimes you get stuck, you got no brera, so they'll have to make Kiddush over Chamar Medina. But usually we don't allow Kiddush Friday night over Chamar Medina. Then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rosh, that Shabbos morning, you cannot make Kiddush over Chalas. That's how the meal always starts. Friday night, you can make Kiddush over the Lecha Mishnah, over the chalas, because you're going to say Amotzi Lechem and Oth, then you're going to say Hashikun Shalom Sosa Barat Savanu Shabbos Kach Ba'avei Barat Zanei Chilonu. You're going to say the whole Kiddush. But on Shabbos morning, the whole Kiddush only consists of the Bar Pri Agafen. If you're going to make Kiddush over chala, the whole Kiddush just going to consist of Amotzi Lechem and Oth. That's how the meal always begins. You have a tuna fish sandwich for breakfast and say Amotzi Lechem and Oth. So how is that different from the weekdays? It's not noticeable. That's what the Rosh says, that this idea that you can make Kiddush over Chalas is only on Friday night. On Shabbos morning, it does make sense to make Kiddush over Chalas. On Shabbos morning, if wine is not available, then you make Kiddush over Chamar Medina. But if wine is available, then it's not proper to use Chamar Medina. That's why Moshe Feinstein has a whole tshuva. What qualifies as Chamar Medina in America? So he tells you what's good, what's no good, and then he says in the last paragraph, but what continent do you live in? Where in the world do you live that you need Chamar Medina? Wherever wine is available, then you're not supposed to use Chamar Medina. In America, if you ran out of wine, knock on the next door neighbor. He has wine. Everybody has wine. There's no scarcity of wine. It's not like in Europe. The Chavetz Chaim couldn't afford wine. He always made Kiddush over Chalas. And he made Havdalah over Chamar Medina. He couldn't afford wine. Or during the First World War, wine wasn't available. They couldn't deliver wine. But in America, it's not shaykh, it's not right. Then they quote from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that a lot of people used to make Kiddush Shabbos morning over schnapps. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, making Kiddush over schnapps is like making Kiddush over a bowl of soup. It's not called a mashke, it's called a meichel. What does that mean? So they explain what it means, that the difference. There's another, a lot of chassidim had the practice to make Kiddush Shabbos morning over a cup of schnapps, and the cup of schnapps didn't have a revius. So that's a shaila. When you make Kiddush over wine, you have to have a revius of yayin. So how do you make Kiddush over schnapps in a tiny glass that's less than a revius? So there was a great Goyen, the Kozhik Lava Goyen, who was killed by the Nazis, after the Warsaw Uprising, in the Warsaw Ghetto. I think he survived the uprising, and then they killed him after he was one of the survivors, he was killed. So the Kozhik Lava wrote a tshuva about this. He defends it. A lot of his tshuvas are to defend Hasidic practices. That's a style of his. Quite a few of his tshuvas. So he has a tshuva to defend the practice. So many defend the practice based on the Taz, but we don't pass on like the Taz. Taz says like this, in order to say a bracha achreina, you have to eat, we say you have to eat a kezias of food, you have to drink a revius of mashke. So what about schnapps? You have to drink a revius of schnapps in order to say a bracha achreina. So the Mogen Avraham says yes. It does make a difference what you're drinking. You have to have a revius of schnapps. So the Taz says, no, you don't need a revius of schnapps, since the minhag olam is that you drink a little cup of schnapps by goyim, by Jews, a little tiny drink of schnapps, and that's sufficient. So that has the chashivas, like there's a kezias of oichel and a revius of wine, a revius of water. So schnapps has a chashivas in a smaller amount. So some of the achrayim say, according to the Taz, that farempha is the minhag olam. Why by the chassidim they would say kiddush on Shabbos morning on a little schnapps glass full of schnapps? It's difficult because we don't pass like that does. We pass from the Mogen Avraham. It's later than the Taz. Mogen Avraham, I don't think the Mogen Avraham had a Taz on Aruch Chaim, but he had the Taz in the Shach on Yeridei. So the Mogen Avraham, usually when it was Machlok, it's the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham had fantastic Maim Mekaymus. He quotes Rishayim Achrayim all over the place. The Taz didn't have so many Svarim. Taz was a very poor man. He didn't have access to Rishayim Achrayim. They say in the Busa history books, he was once Matam Aragun, he only had a Gemara, Yubamas, and a Tur. That's all. He didn't have Rishayim Achrayim. And the Shach and Yeridei had everything. He died such a young age, he had access to everything. And then Mogen Avraham quotes Sforim Galo, he quotes everything. So usually when it's Machloek, it's the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. Usually pass like the Mogen Avraham. So the Mogen Avraham disagrees with that Taz. And he says that when you're drinking schnapps, you can only say Bracha Achrayin if you have a revius. So the Kozhik Lava comes to defend the Chassidish and Minig, that they say Kiddush over a little cup of schnapps. So he says like this. He says, what's the difference between Oichel and Mashke? What's the difference? So we usually assume that oichel is solid and mashke is liquid. So there are rayas from Gemaris and from Rishtaisus and from Rishayim all over the place that that's not the definition. Definition is food versus beverages. Let's say a bowl of soup. A bowl of soup is liquidy. Let's say it's a clear soup. A bowl of soup is liquidy. But you don't drink soup when you're thirsty. You drink water, you drink something else when you're thirsty. You drink soup when you're hungry, it fills you up. It's a course in the meal. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Chayyodim. How much soup do you have to drink in order to say Bar Nefoshes? So he says Kezayis, not a Revius. A Revius is the volume of a Beitza or Machza. A Kezayis is less than a Beitza. A Kezayis is either Chatzi Beitza or Shlish Beitza. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyodim Aloha Lemaisa. How much soup do you have to drink to say a Bar Nefoshes? You don't have to drink a Revius. A beitzo machta. If you drink a kezayis, is enough. Why? Because soup is a meichel. Soup is a liquid form of a food. It's not a beverage. If you have nothing else and you're thirsty, you have no choice, you'll drink soup. But soup is basically not a beverage. A beverage is something that you'll drink when you're thirsty. But soup you drink when you're hungry to fill you up. So that's where the Kozhik Lava works on that assumption. So he says that schnapps is not a beverage. Even in Russia, where they drink much more vodka, they drink more schnapps than in America, they don't drink schnapps when they're thirsty. They drink schnapps when they want to be relaxed. So schnapps is really an oichel. So since it's an oichel, so the shear for bracha achrayna should really be kezayis. It shouldn't be revius. And how much is kezayis? So it's a machlokes, the Hilchos Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, there's a machlokes harishonim, where the kezayis is chatzi beitza, a shlish beitza. So, b'negeya to saying a bracha achrayna. So we would say sofik brachas lahakal if you musupik. So don't say a bracha achrayna. But so make sure you eat a chatzi beitza, not a shlish beitza. But when the guest is saying kiddush over chamar medina, to say kiddush over schnapps, so you have a right. The kosher glove writes, you have a right to be meitel to say that since kiddush Shabbos morning is only the rabbanan, kiddush Friday night is deraisa. That alayayin is only the rabbanan, and the whole kiddush Shabbos morning is only the rabbanan. You already said kiddush on Friday night, so since the kiddush on Shabbos morning is only the rabbanan. So if you have a little schnapps glass, that's probably going to be more than a shlish beitza. It may not be chatzi beitza, but it'll certainly be a shlish beitza. So a shlish beitza is a kazaya, so it has the chashivas. So it's good. It has the kishir. That's how the kosher glove defends the chassidim should practice, that they would say kiddush Shabbos morning on schnapps, on a little schnapps glass. So they quote from Abchaim Olozhenev, who was Chaim Volozhin is in the early 1800s. Kosher Glover was killed by the Nazis in the middle of the Second World War in the Warsaw Ghetto. So Chaim Volozhin said, you can't make Kiddush over a schnapps glass because it's a Michael. Exactly the same explanation that the Kosher Glover gave to defend why it is good. He says that schnapps is an Oichel, it's not a Mashke. Because the Oichel versus Mashke doesn't mean solid versus liquid. It rather means a food versus a beverage. And schnapps is not a beverage. You don't drink it, even in Russia, they drink a lot of schnapps. You don't drink it as a beverage to quench their thirst. They drink it to relax, to calm down. So it's a neuchel. So Abchaim Olozhin says it's a neuchel. So it's like saying kiddush over a bowl of soup. Chamar Medina, the first prerequisite has to be a beverage. Then it has to be a beverage that you would be mechabed a guest. So that would be, let's say, a cup of tea. Or a cup of coffee in Europe. There used to be mechaber a guest with a burning hot cup of tea or a cup of coffee, or a Coca-Cola, soda, maybe that would be. Some achronim hold only kol chamar medina if it's mitzvah de meshaker, if it has some alcoholic content to it. And tea and coffee wouldn't be acceptable. Rabbi Moshe was mekel on that. He used to make havdalah over the cup of burning hot tea. So that's a shot about kiddush on Shabbos morning. We don't allow chamar medina for Friday night, but Shabbos morning, if wine is not available, that's why Moshe says, where do you live when wine is not available? Knock on the next door neighbor's door. Everybody has wine.
I heard a hesber why schnapps might be good, because the reason you need a revius is because it's miyash right revius is miyashadait de shalodom. And a small amount of schnapps is miyashadait shalodom, even if you don't have the shiur. So it serves the same purpose. So I think
that's what a lot of klal. I think that the Rechaim has that. He says it based on the Taz. That the Taz says if you drink a little schnapps glass of schnapps, you do say bar nefashis, even though it doesn't have a review. So they say, but we don't pasul like that Taz. We pasul like the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says that on schnapps you have to drink a review. And the Kosher Glover held that it's all wrong. Kosher Glover held that schnapps is a meichel, and this year should be kazayis. And kazayis is a machlek sebele chatzi beitza, a shlish beitza. So he holds that you don't need a revius. If it's a meichel, all you need is a kazayis. But that's a shala, how much is a kazayis? So the Kosher Glover said, because it's a meichel, therefore this year is kazayis. So the schnapps glass certainly has a shlish beitza. May not have a chatzi beitza, but since that's a machlek sebele with a Whether kezayis is chatzi beitza or shlish beitza, so kiddush on Shabbos morning is only the rabbanon. So you can make with shlish beitza is enough. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin suggests the reverse. Since it's a meichel, so it doesn't qualify as chamar medina. The first step it has to be a mashke. The kosher glover, when he writes in Shtikl Torah that schnapps is a meichel, he quotes there's a pirush hamishnayis by the Kamarna, by Kamarna Rebbe. I once saw it in Breuer's in the women's section. They have Mishnayos with on the bottom of the page, every other page, they have something from the Kamarna Rebbe. So it's stuck on Seder Taras. The Kamarna Rebbe writes that schnapps is an oichel. It's not considered a mashke. That's why there's a shaila. What bracha do you make over beer? There's a Tosis in Brochas. Tosis raises the question in the Lamed's around Lamed Chesa. So the Gemara says that on vegetable soup you say bari pri ha'adama, even though the vegetables are all cut up, because the soup was cooked with the vegetables and the flavor goes out. play the ghost from the vegetables into the soup. So even if you strain out all of the vegetables and the soup is clear, but it was cooked with the vegetables, so the bracha on vegetable soup is bar pi hadam. So Tosis asks, really? So then beer should be bari minim zainis? Because you use kernels of grain, you use oats or barley, whatever, to make the beer. So why shouldn't it be bari minim zainis? So Tosis gives three terutzim, and many of the poskim quote the third teretz halacha lemaise, that on beverages the bracha is always shahakol. The pirut brachas that you say sometimes madama, sometimes oates, and sometimes mezainis, and sometimes shahakol, that's on oichlin. But on mashkim, the bracha is always shahakol. So that's what they say, that beer, even though it's stuck, it should be like a vegetable soup, maybe should have been bari minim zainis, but since it's a beverage, the beverages, all mashkim are always shahakol. So that could make sense on beer, because beer is a beverage. People drink beer when they're thirsty. But nobody drinks schnapps when they're thirsty. So schnapps is an oichel. So maybe oichel should taka be bari minim zainis. If the answer to Tosis kasha, why don't you say mezainis on beer? If the answer that we accept is the third answer in Tosis, that's how the Prima Godim and Menem Bogan Avram, many poskim say like that, that all beverages are roi shahakol. So if so, so that only answers why beer is shahakol. But schnapps should taka be bari minim zainis. If they quote the kosher
glove. Doesn't the chayyadim say on prune juice you make a bari for your eights? Chayyadim says on prune juice you make bari for your eights?
I'm not familiar. Why bari pri ha'etz? You see, the Gemara says, Mashkem ha'yotzim min ha'zesim min ha'novim is dinam kipri. You can bring, let's say, bikurim. You can bring bikurim hinei reshes reshes pri ha'adama. You have to bring the bikurim in the state of pri. So the Gemara has a shaila. What if you squeezed it out and you made mashkem out of it? The Gemara says, Mashkem ha'yotzim, you only bring bikurim from the shivas aminim. So let's say you make mashkem from the Shem and Zayas and from the grape juice. So the Gemara says he can bring Mashkem Ayotzim and Azesim Anovim. He can say Hinehi Reishis. His Reishis Pri Adama. It is a Pri. Because the Mashkem Ayotzim and Azesim Anovim is Dinan Kipri. The Gemara says you can say Bari Pri Hoetz. On wine we have a fancier bracha, so we say Bari Pri Agofen. But you can say Bari Pri. It should have been Bari Pri Hoetz. And sometimes Shaman's eyes also bury pre-weights. Usually it's not normal to drink a bottle of olive oil. But the Gemara says in certain cases it is normal if a person has an infection in his throat and he mixes in a little Shaman's eyes into the Michael that he's eating, so then it becomes a bury pre-weights. But the mashkim, let's say, from Rimoinim, if you have pomegranate juice, what else do you have in the Shemes Aminim? The Einim, Tamarim, you have mashkim from the other Paris. Mashkem Ayotzim from the other parents is not Dinam Kipri. So that's the question, why is it different? Why is Esma Andofim different from the others? So that's a Machlokes in Rishonim and a Machlokes in Achrenim. So many Rishonim say, because the Torah gives more Hashivas to Shem and Zayas and to Yayin. Resh is Degoncha, Tirosh, Chavi Yitzarecha. Tirosh is grape juice and Yitzar is olive oil. So because the Torah speaks about olive oil and about grape juice, so that's why these two have chashivas. And any other peiros, the mashkem ha'yotzim is not din and kimpri. So that's why Rov HaPoskim assume like that. And the Chazanish held not so. Chazanish held like the other Rishonim, that it's not because the Torah gave more chashivas to the grape juice and to olive oil, but rather because not the inshadai to the hachi. It's such a big industry. Grape juice and olive oil, such a big industry. They plant olives al das to make juice out of it, and they plant the grapes all dust to make juice. So now that Tropicana is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and they plant orange trees, they plant oranges in order to make orange juice out of it. There are juice oranges, and there are eating oranges. So they plant the oranges all dust to make juice out of it, and all of these pomegranate juice. So they plant the pomegranates all dust to make juice out of it. So the Chazanish said once they planted it all dust cane, as the same thing as Mashkem Ayosim and Azesim and Anovim. So his opinion was that on orange juice, on grapefruit juice, all these kind of juices, he said Bari Pri Hoetz on everything. I think the Chayodim doesn't paskin. The Chayodim holds that in Shnas HaShemitah, you're not allowed to, there's a din liochla below lehepsid. You're not allowed to destroy Perish Shviyas. So let's say you have Perish Shviyas, let's say oranges grew in Shemitah, That's Kedusha's Perish Shvi. So you're going to squeeze it to make orange juice. So the Chayyadim says you're not allowed to squeeze it to make orange juice. That's called La'ochla V'lo Lehefsik, because you're destroying the pre. Chazanish said there's nothing wrong, since the orange trees were planted al das to make orange juice out of it. So when you make the juice, it still retains the shame pre. So it's not called Hefsik. You didn't destroy the shame pre. It retains the shame pre. The Chayyadim wrote a little sefer on Hilchas Mitzvah HaKliyos Ba'aretz. He writes in the introduction, he always wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he sees it's just not going to go. It's not happening, so at least he wants to be Yotze. He wants to write a little sefer on the Halachas HaKliyos Ba'aretz. At least he should be Yotze that chelik of the mitzvah to talk about. If he can't fulfill a mitzvah, at least he'll talk like by karbonis, the Gemara says. If he can't be makor karbonis, at least learn the dinim of the karbonis. So in his sefer, when he writes about Shemitah, so he says it's not permissible to squeeze out all the other juices other than Zeisim HaNovim, because by all the other fruits there will be a violation of Liochlo V'lo Lehefsik. The only time it's not a violation is by Zeisim HaNovim, because it retains the din of Pri, even after you squeeze it. So basically that's Simon Reish Ayin Beis, the din of Eze Yayin that you use for Kiddush. Yeah, what's in Reish Ayin Gimel? Reish Ayin Gimel is a din you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda. That for sure is only a din derabbanan. That's not a din deraisa. Even if you hold Kiddush al Yayin is deraisa, a Kiddush b'makom suda, that for sure is only derabbanan. What's the din? You have to have Kiddush in the same place if you're going to have the suda. What's the definition of the suda? So that's a big machlokes, the Ge'onim and the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch quotes here in Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Hey Kosfu HaGa'inim Ein Kiddush Adam Amakam Suda doesn't necessarily have to be the location where you're going to have Suda Shabbos. The din is on Shabbos you have to have three Sudas Zecha Laman, just like you need Lecha Mishnah Zecha Laman, so you need three Sudas on Shabbos Zecha Laman. And here the Mechaber writes here in Reish Ayin Dalet Sif Dalet Suda Zuba Shal Shachar is the Friday night meal. In the Shabbos morning meal, you have to wash, you have to have bread. If you don't have bread, you're not Yotze the Suda. Why only Suda Zu Friday night and Shal Shachris? What about Shalashudas? So Suda Shlishis is a Suffolk, the Re. Balatosu quotes the Re Azokin. At a Suffolk, do you need Suda Shlishis also has to be passed or not? If it doesn't have to be passed, then you can't say he could have been Yotze Shalashudas with a piece of gefilte fish, or having a vegetable salad, or having a bite, but mini targima, a snack. If you hold the yotze with mini targima, and it doesn't have to dafka be pas, so even if you did have pas, and you forgot to say ritzei, you wouldn't have to bench over again. Because that's what it seems from the Gemara. That's what we said over from Rav Soloveitchik. If a person recites b'chas hamazon on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and if he forgets to say ritzei, or he forgets to say alaviyavai, he's yotze the benching. The halacha says that it's not Yotzei Suda Shabbos, because in order to be labeled as Suda Shabbos, you have to be kaveh the Suda by reciting Kiddush in the beginning and by mentioning Mitzvah and Yalav Yava at the end. So if you had the meal and if you got to say Mitzvah Yalav Yava at the end, so the benching you were Yotzei, either is that a fine benching? The Chatchili should have mentioned Kedusha Sayyam or Mitzvah, but b'nyevad you Yotzei the benching, you're not Yotzei the Suda Shabbos. And not yet to the Suda Shabbos. Let's say the person is eating a fourth meal on Shabbos. Shabbos is a long day, and he has a fourth meal. So there's one time in the Gemara, Rav Chitke, he's of the opinion that you have to have. It says three times, Hayom, 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 Ichlu, Hayom, Yishabbos, Hayom, Lashem, Hayom, Lashem, Tzu'u, Basodah. Well, Shabbos tells them that Shabbos, the mon isn't going to fall down. They should eat the mon that's left over from yesterday. They should eat it on Shabbos. And because he says the word Hayom three times in the Pasuk, Mar said that's a remnant that you need shalashudas on Shabbos. And most of the poskim hold that lechemishna and shalashudas is only midirabbanan. It's not a dim in HaTorah. Some say it's a dim in HaTorah, but the pashta certainly is not so. So because it's learned out from the fact that it said three times hayom, that's why one time Rav Chitke is hardly ever quoted in the Gemara. Rav Chitke is of the opinion you have to have three sudas by yom in addition to Friday night. So you need four sudas. So some Hasidim, Amakbid, they had a lead, a fourth Suda on Shabbos. That's called Suda Rav Chitke. But we don't hold like that. So that a person will be hungry, he'll eat a fourth suda. After he eats shovah sudas, he'll eat a fourth suda if he gets ritzei. For sure he doesn't have to bench over. He didn't have to have the suda at all. The whole din that if you didn't say ritzei, you didn't say yalavi yavai, you're not yotzei, you have to bench over, you're not yotzei what? You're yotzei the benching, you're not yotzei suda shabbos, but you didn't need this for suda shabbos. You could have been yotzei with the shovah sudas that you have already. You didn't need four sudas.
If you eat Rav Chizkiah's suda, you need Lechem Mishnah, right?
Yeah. Even if you don't hold like Rav Chizkiah, let's say Stam today, a person wants to eat a fourth meal on Shabbos, so the proper practice is he should have Lechem Mishnah. As many meals as he want to have with bread, you should always have Lechem Mishnah, Zecha Lamon. Yeah, that says in Shulchan Aruch. Even if you want to have a fifth meal, Lechatchila you should have Lechem Mishnah, and Lechatchila should say Ritzei also. But if he's gonna forget Ritzei, we wouldn't tell him there's a lot of bench again a second time. He was Yotzei the benching. He was just wasn't Yotzei Suda Shabbos. So if you didn't need the whole Suda, you were Yotzei already. You had already three Sudas on Shabbos. So if he forgets Ritzei, he doesn't have to bench over again. So the Ri Azokin was Mesuper, maybe Mikra Din, you only need one Suda by Lila, one Suda by Yom with Pas. Maybe the Suda Shlishas doesn't need Pas. Manishtana, why should Suda Shlishas be different from the first two? That the Mechaber quotes that in here in Reishai and Dalet, Siv Dalet, that only Friday night and Shabbos morning, you can only, Yavshal HaSoysa below Pas, the Suda Shabbos needs Pas, the Suda Shlishas is a Sveker Adina. Why is Suda Shlishas different from the first two? So Rav Soloveitchik explained beautifully. He said, we learn how to, the Rambam writes towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Tes, there are four mitzvahs by Shabbos, two in the Chumash and two in Novim. Two in Chumash are Zocha V'Shomer. Zocha means Lahaskir, to mention Shabbos, to recite Kiddush. And Shomer means not to be a Shem Shabbos, not to do Malocha on Shabbos. In the two Medivri Kabbalah, in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Karasa L'Shabbos Onig, the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, that's Kibud V'Yonig. So the Gemara has a Machloikas with the Zohar. The Gemara says that Kvod Yom Odif Mikvod Laila, and the Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar, that Kvod Laila Odif Mikvod Yom. So that's a Machloikas Min HaKotza LaKotza, between the Gemara and the Zohar. If the family has a special delicious Michael that they particularly enjoy, so should they serve it on Friday night, or is it better to serve it on Shabbos in the daytime? So the Gemara, the Bavli says, Kvod Yom Odif Mikvod Laila, the Suda Bayom is more important. And the Zohar says to me first that Kvod Laila Odif Mikvod Yom. So Rav Soloveitchik said they argue Min HaKotza LaKotza, but the Hatzar HaShavah Shebehem, they both say the same thing, that the Chi of Kibud, Kvod Shabbos, is not one Chi of the whole 24-hour period of Shabbos. There's a Din of Kvod Yom, there's a Din of Kvod Laila. There's a Machloikis, the Gemara in the Zohar, which takes precedence, Kvod Yom Odif and Kvod Laila, Kvod Laila Odif and Kvod Yom. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, you have to have two Sudas with Pas, that's the Din of Kibud. Kibud v'yonik. There's a din of onik b'yom and a din of onik b'layla. Instead of calling it kovid, because Rav Soloveitchik said over the bir agro in Hilchas Yontif, when you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's the last simen in the fifth chelik of the Mishnah Berurah. The last simen is about Simchas Yontif. So the bir agro there gives you a definition: what is kibud and what is onik. It's a little unclear. So the Gro says kibud means all the hachonas that you do in advance. Shabbos, when you set the table and you vacuum the rug and you put up the tshalim and you take a bath and you get dressed on Erev Shabbos, Lekvod Shabbos, that's all kibud. The anointing is the pleasure that you enjoy on Shabbos by having the house clean and neat, and you enjoy the food that you prepared. When you bench licht on Erev Shabbos, that's kibud. When you enjoy the fact that the house is lit up on Shabbos, that's called onik. So that's what we would say, not kvod yom odif mikvod laila, we'd really say onik. The machloikas between the Gemara and the Zohar, which is Adif, it's a little bit, according to the Vilna Gaon, it's a little bit misnomer. It's not Kvod Yom versus Kvod Laila, it's Onig Yom versus Onig Laila. Okay. So, Atzad HaShavah Shebehem, that there's a din of Onig Yom and a din of Onig Laila. It's not one din. Kibud V'Yonig, the whole Shabbos 24 hours. There's Onig Yom and Onig Laila. So you have to have one Suda by Yom and one Suda by Laila for Onig Yom and one Suda for Onig Laila. Then you have to have three sudas Zecha Laman, but all the three sudas would have been good enough, meaning Targima. As far as the Zecha Laman, you wouldn't have to require any bread at all. The only requirement for a pas is because of kibud v'yonik, because of onig yom and onig laila. So you need one meal at night with pas and one meal in the daytime in pas. Then the suda shlishis, that's good minyan tagima, because the first two sudas could have also been minyan tagima as far as zech alaman. You didn't have to have pas to make the zech alaman. They have the shalosh sudas. So that's why, that's the suffix of the reed. Maybe suda shlishis doesn't need pas, maybe you yotze with minyan tagima. And if you yotze with minyan tagima, so even if you did have pas and you forgot to say mitzvah, you wouldn't have to bench over again. So that's what we say. Suffix brachas lahakel. A suffix that's not, if you have a suffix bracha deraisa, a person is mesukah whether he said bricha satera. So we assume that bricha satera is deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shagas Aryeh has a tshuva where he paskin halacha like the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Ramban says that the Rambam forgot to count the mitzvah. The Rambam gives you a list in the Sefer Mitzvah which are the Ramach mitzvahs essay, which are the Shin Samachay mitzvahs lois essay. So the Ramban deletes about 18-20 mitzvahs from the Rambam's listing of mitzvahs essay, but 18-20 from the mitzvahs lois essay. He has to replace them with other mitzvahs. He has a list of mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. So one of the mitzvahs essay that the Rambam forgot was the mitzvah to recite Birchas HaTorah when you learn Torah. So some of the Mefarshim assume that according to the Rambam, Birchas HaTorah was only the Rabbanim. Others assume no. Even the Rambam agrees Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, but it shouldn't count as a separate mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Ramban says, and don't tell me that that's in defense of the Rambam, that there is a din deraisa that you have to recite Birchas HaTorah, but it doesn't deserve to be counted independently. It's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You have to learn Torah, and the Rambam counted that mitzvah to learn Torah. You have to recite a bracha when you learn Torah. So the Rambam doesn't think that that's a good defense. He said, just like you have Havuas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim are counted as two different mitzvahs, even though there are people on Muhiv to bring Bikurim and they only cite Mikra Bikurim. Gair is a machlok of Satanayim, Nashim, different people. They bring Bikurim but they don't recite Mikra Bikurim. So the Ramban thinks that it should be, the Ramban says all the money on mitzvah count them as two different mitzvahs, Havuas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. So he says here, don't defend the Rambam by telling me that the Rambam holds that Talmud Torah with Birchas HaTorah is one mitzvah. No, it should be counted as two distinct mitzvahs. So many assume that according to the Rambam, Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabbanim. So the Shagas Aryeh has a tshuva. He says he paskins like the Ramban, that Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa, and the Mela Sofik the Raisa Lechum. If a person is Mesupik, he woke up in the morning, he usually says Birchas HaTorah. The first thing when he wakes up, he doesn't remember if he said Birchas HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Ramban, that Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, if you're mesupik, whether you said it, you have to say it again. Like if a person ate a whole meal kedei sviya, and he has a suffix, if he only ate was a kezias of bread, and it wasn't really kedei sviya, so the whole obligation to bench is only midirabbanan, so then you say suffix brachas lahakam. If he's mesupik, he doesn't remember, he's half drunk, he doesn't remember. If he benched, then he would say suffix brachas lahakam. But if he ate kedei sviya, and he knows he's mechuyev to bench min haTorah, and he's not sure, he's a little tipsy, he's not sure if he benched or not, then we would say safek deraisa lechume. You wouldn't say safek brachas lahakel. And a bracha that you're mechuyev to recite min haTorah, we would say that safek brachas is lahachmer. So,
only one of the brachas of Torah is min haTorah.
Right, so that's what the Shagas Aryeh say. You should only say one of them. You shouldn't say all three. We usually say three. Lasik b'dir yisar aravna then hashanasana Torah emes hashabachamanim kol ha'amin. So if you're mesupik, you don't have to say all three. So you say the best one, the juiciest one, hashabachamanim kol ha'amin. You say that one, right? That's at the Mishnah Berurah courts. Yeah. So nachama. So there's a din of Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos has to be passed. Friday night and Shabbos morning has to be passed. Suda Shlishis, that's a suffix. So when you say here in Reish Ayin Gimel, you have to have Kiddush from Mokum Suda. So that's a big machlokes what that means. So the Vilna Goyen paskins against the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Gimel Sifrei. The Vilna Goyen paskins like the Rosh. That Kiddush from Mokum Suda is a din in the Suda. You have to be kaveh the Suda l'shem Suda Shabbos by having Kiddush in advance and saying Ritzei at the end. And the meal is sandwiched in between the Kiddush in the beginning. and Haskara I would say in the end, that's Kaveh the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon says, you're only Yotzi Kiddush Makam Suda if you wash, if you have bread. So on Shabbos morning, they have Kiddush and Shul, and the people don't wash. They have cake, they have cholent, they have all kinds of nash, but they don't wash. So the Vilna Gaon holds that that's not called Kiddush Makam Suda. Kiddush Makam Suda holds like the Rosh, that Kiddush Makam Suda means, if you bear the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So you're only Yotzi Kiddush Makam Suda if you have the pas there. And Shulchan Aruch quotes, because for Hagayinim, the Kiddush Makam Suda is not a din how to be kaveh the Suda, l'shem Suda Shabbos. The Haskaris would say, Yalav Yavan benching, that's kaveh the Suda, l'shem Suda Shabbos. And if you forgot to say, we'd say, Yalav Yavan, the benching you were Yotze, but you're not Yotze the Suda. So you have a berry either to eat another meal, or if he ate so much, he's ready to platz. So you don't require of him he should eat another meal. With Mekel, we allow him to repeat the Birchos Hamazon, and it should have been a Brach Levatolah. We allow him to repeat the Birchos Hamazon, even though he's Yotzit benching already. We allow him to repeat the Birchos Hamazon to be Kaveh the Suda, the same Suda Shamas. So the Geonim and Sifrei, Reish and Gim Chotei, they hold that Haskaris would say, does the trick. It's Kaveh the same Suda Shamas. You don't need Kiddush. Kiddush Malkam Suda is not to be Kaveh the Suda, the same Suda Shamas. You have to say Kiddush Ala Yayin, but the Yayin is Machashav if the Yayin is in connection with additional food. If it's just a cup of Yayin in the middle of nowhere, so it doesn't have that much Chashidus. So if the Yayin is Yayin in conjunction with eating food, then it gives it more Chashidus. So that's what the Goenim are of the opinion, that if you make Kiddush and then you have some cake, Bar Minim Zaynus, or you have another cup of wine, you say Kiddush, you have a cup of wine, then you drink another cup of wine, so that constitutes Kiddush Mokam Suda. That gives Chashivas to the Yain HaKiddush. So the Kiddush was by Mokam Suda. That's the Shailas on Pesach, when they have Shahakal cakes. The Pesach, a lot of times the Pesach cakes are not made with matzah mel, they're made with potato starch. So it's Shahakal, so it's not Barim Minim Zainas, so there's no Kiddush Mokam Suda. So then you're having, if you have a Kiddush on Pesach, in Shulam, so you just say Bar Piagofen, then you're going to have some Shahakal cake, then you're going to have chopped liver, then you're going to have all kinds of nash, but it's Kiddush Olam Makam Suda, so you're not Yotze the Kiddush, so you're eating before Kiddush. So the Kiddush is Iskin Kiddush, the whole thing is a fake. So Moshe Feinstein came up with a fantastic Kiddush. I don't know, Rav Soloveitchik didn't think like that at all. And the yeshivas, nobody thinks like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a different shita. He thinks that reciting, even on Pesach, when you're going to have shahakal cake, the Kiddush in the morning, Shabbos morning, or Yom the morning, is mata you to eat whatever you're going to eat. Itaki not yotze Kiddush, you're going to have to repeat Kiddush again when you go home, because you only yotze Kiddush mamakam suda if you have either mezainis or you have wine. Either mezainis or wine. But the Kiddush is enough to be matter whatever you're going to eat there. It's a difficult Kiddush. Very big Kiddush. He quotes Poskim, it's based on Poskim, but in the yeshivas, they don't go for it in a big way. It's a difficult shita to explain. Anyway, what's the definition of Kiddush b'makam suda? What says b'makam suda? So it has to be in the same place. So they give you the three kolim at the beginning of Reisha and Gimel. If you have a gigantic room, and you're going to say Kiddush in one end of the room, and you thought you're going to eat there, and then they tell you, no, you're supposed to eat the other end of the room. So mipina lepina bos hacheder, even if it's a trakon gadol, even if it's a gigantic dining room, let's say you're eating in a hotel, gigantic dining room, so he said Kiddush in one corner, you're going to eat the meal in the other corner, mipina lepina bos hacheder is considered makam echad. What if it's mecheder lecheder bos habayis? Let's say I have an apartment. In my apartment, I have a lot of rooms. So I make Kiddush in one room, and I want to eat the meal in the other room. So that depends if you had in mind. If I make Kiddush in one room, and I had in mind to eat the meal in the other room, so that's considered Kiddush Mamakam Suda. But if it's Mibayis Labayis, let's say the two different houses, I want to say Kiddush in Shul, then I'm going to walk home, and I'm going to eat the meal at home. So Mibayis Labayis, then it doesn't help, even if you have in mind that you're going to make Kiddush here, you're going to continue to eat at home, and 5-10 minutes later, that's called Kiddush Olam Makam Suda. Or let's say I live in an apartment building. So there are many different apartments. My next door neighbor is an almana. So let's say she'll come into my apartment, she'll have Kiddush. And then she'll go to her apartment next door, my next door neighbor. She'll go next door, she'll eat her meal. That's not mecheda lecheda bosa bayis. That's be bayis le bayis. It's a different apartment. I remember we once, we spent more than one Shabbos in the Young Israel of Long Beach. So I think the Young Israel of Long Beach, a lot of times the rabbi says Kiddush in shul on Shabbos morning because he's afraid he was going to wait till he says Kiddush downstairs in the social room, in the social hall, so that a lot of people will have started eating the cake already before he says Kiddush. So he makes Kiddush upstairs before Adon Olam. He says everybody should have a mind to be able to be Kiddush, and then it's Kiddush b'makom sudur because it's mecheder lecheder bosa bayis. So that's b'med dvar mamurim. If you can go from the shul to the social hall without walking out into the street, you go down the staircase within the building. But as I seem to recall, I think it's the Young Israel of Long Beach, to go from upstairs to downstairs, there's no staircase in the building. You have to walk outside and then walk back in to go downstairs. So I think that's called Mibayis Lubayis. And I think that's called Micheder Lecheder Bosa Bayis. So those are the three klolim over here. If it's Mipina Lepina, Bosa Cheder, even if you didn't have a mind in advance, that's called Bosa Mokm, that's Kiddush Mokm Suda. If it's Micheder Lecheder Bosa Bayis, then it depends if you had a mind. And if it's Mibayis Lubayis, then it doesn't even help if you had that in mind. That's as far as one room to the other. But let's say I make Kiddush over here. I'm just going to make Kiddush, have a sip of wine. Then I'm going to sit and learn Mava Sedra for an hour. Then I'm going to wash. So that even though I'm going to eat the bread in the same location where I had the Kiddush, but what am I waiting an hour for? So that's called Kiddush Aleva Mokam Suda. It's only called Kiddush Mokam Suda. You have to wash right away. You have to eat. You shouldn't carry on conversations. That's why I think it's not right. A lot of people, they make Kiddush, then they have cake and cookies, and then they schmooze, and then half an hour later, they go and they wash. So the cake and the cookies, according to the Goyim, that's called Kiddush Mokam Suda. But according to the Vilna Goyim, who paskens like the Rosh, it's only Kiddush Mokam Suda. If you're going to wash right away, you have to wash right away. They'll serve the cookies afterwards. In the middle of the meal, you can serve the cookies. At the end of the meal, you don't have to have the cookies after the Kiddush. That's the dinam of Kiddush Mokam Suda. These dinim of Kiddush Mokam Suda, when is it considered Mokam Echad and when not, are relevant also for Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara says he's supposed to recite Birchas HaMazon in the same place where you ate the bread. So let's say you were at a wedding and you were sitting in one corner, a gigantic wedding hall, you were eating in one corner. And then when it comes to the Sheva Brachas, they're going to bench with the Chasen Kala sitting all the way to the other end of the hall. You didn't eat there, you ate everything over here. So most of the Paschim assume Mipina Lepina Bosa Cheder, even though you didn't have a mind that you're going to bench over there, Mipina Lepina Bosa Cheder is all called Birchas HaMazon and Mokam Achila. But let's say I'm going to eat in one room and I want to bench in another room, so if I had that in mind in advance, I'm going to eat here, I'm going to bench in the other room, then it's called Birchas HaMazon and Mokam Achila. And if I didn't have a mind, then you have to bench in the same room, you shouldn't bench in the other room. You should go back to the room where you ate. And if it's Mibayis Lebayis, even if you had a mind, it's considered the Shina Makam. So then you have to bench Bosa Makam.
And then what if you make Kiddush and you go outside to the street and you come back to the same place? It's also not good.
I'm not sure. There's a din of Shina Makam, Sarach Lavarch. Let's say a person is eating supper and he doesn't wash. He has chicken, he has potatoes, he has soup, and he goes outside, raises the mail carrier, rings the bell, and he goes downstairs. I live in an apartment house. I go downstairs to pick up a package, then I come back to my apartment. So then I have to say a new bracha shahakal on the chicken and bar pi adoma on the vegetables. I have to say all the brachas over again. Unless he washed for bread. That's a din shina makam tzorech levarach. So what is it called shina makam? That you need a new bracha, a new birchas hanenin before. So then the same klolim. We have the same three klolim. If it's mipina lepina, becheder, echod, boso, cheder, then it's not called the shina makam. If it's all in the same room, then it's not shina makam. it was mechadel lechadel bosa bais. It depends whether he had that in mind in the beginning. And if it's bais lebais, that even if he had in mind, it's called shina makam. You have to say a new bracha. I don't know if I said kiddush over here and I walk away and I come back and I eat the meal here. I think it is called kiddush b'makam suda. I say I have to go somewhere else. There's no water here. I have to go somewhere else in order to wash. My next door neighbor, let's say. I said, kiddush over here, I'm going to walk in my next door neighbor's apartment to wash until it's a dime, then I'm going to come back over here to eat the meal. So I think it is kiddush malakam suda. Because I started the meal right away, as soon as I could, right after I recited the kiddush. I walked out of the bias, I went to a different bias, if I would have to say another bracha rishayna, let's say on the kiddush. I drank wine. So if I walked out, I'd come back in, it could be I have to say another bracha rishayna, bar priyagofen. On bread, you don't have to. On the shivas aminim, it's a question. Whether also, is it the same din as bread or not? So maybe that would be a question, whether I have to say another bar priyagofen if I want to continue drinking wine. But I think it would be called kiddush mawak masuda, even if I walked away and I came back. Sometimes, let's say you have 100 people washing the tilus yadayim and there's only one sink. So I'm not going to push ahead. So let's say I'll sit, I'll be mava sedra. It'll take 20 minutes. If you have 100 people, it'll take at least 20 minutes till it'll be my turn to wash and tilus yadayim. So I have to stand on line like an idiot. I can sit and be mava sedra. I have no brera. I have to wait anyway till the other 99 people are going to wash and tilus yadayim. So I may as well remember the summer that I learned in Lakewood. So there was only one sink to wash until the Siddayim. There must have been over 100 Talmidim. There weren't so many at that time. This is where Rabban Kotler was still alive. There weren't so many Talmidim in Lakewood then. Maybe there were 100. So it took a long time to leave. There was only one sink to wash. So some of the boys were sitting the Mavisedra in between the Kiddush and the Hamoitzi. But that's not a violation of En Kiddush and Mokum Suda, because they were going to have to wait anyway till it be their turn to wash until the Siddayim. So it may as well be Mavisedra. Okay, maybe we will stop here. This week's Sedra, the Torah tells about Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Har Sinai. The Gemara points out that he went up to Har Sinai three times. First for 40 days, 40 nights to get the Luchas. Then he went 40 days, 40 nights to the Mispalol for the Chet HaEgel. And then a second time he went up to the Mispalol. So the Psukim describe his staying on Har Sinai for 40 days differently. Sometimes it's described v'eshe b'har abayim yam abayim layla, and sometimes it says anochi yamariti b'har abayim yam abayim layla. So the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Megillah, parak hakarech haMegillah aymed v'yoshev. You can read the Megillah either sitting or standing. A balkari who lands a Megillah b'tzibur, the Rambam says nekaber atzibur, the balkari should stand. But if he's landing the Megillah not for the tzibur, he's landing for himself. Hakarech haMegillah aymed v'yoshev. It's permissible to read the Megillah, either standing or sitting. So the Gemara discusses there, Mashaini came by Torah. By Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara says you have to stand. So the Gemara discusses this contradiction between the two psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu describes, Anochi Amarit Bahar Abayim Yom Abayim Laila. The other pasuk says, Va'eshe Bahar Abayim Yom Abayim Laila. So the Gemara has a few answers. So the Gemara has one interesting answer. Kashis Miyushav and Rakas Miyumad. The easy dinim that were not so complicated, so Moshe Rabbeinu stood for. But the complicated dinim, he sat down for. What's the biur? So Rav Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rav Chaim Valozhin, that the pshat is really, you should really stand whenever you learn Torah. Out of respect for the Torah. Because when you're learning Torah, you visualize if the Shechina Kinegdoi. But if standing is going to require energy on your behalf, is going to take away from your ability to concentrate on the dinim, so then it's a conflict between Kavarat Torah and Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah requires that you should sit in order that you'll understand better. So whenever there's a conflict between Kavarat Torah and Talmud Torah, so Talmud Torah takes precedence over Kavarat Torah. There's such a Gemara in Kiddushin also, you have to stand up for the Talmud Chacham. So one opinion of the Gemara is, what if the Bochum are in the middle of learning in the base matters? They're going to stand up for the Rebbe. It's going to be Bittul Torah. So one opinion of the Gemara, you only have to stand up out of respect for the Rebbe. And you say, Tokma, Darta Pnei Zokin, Zeshukona Chochma, that's only if you're not in the middle of learning. But to stand up for the Rebbe, to be Mavatal from learning, That's a conflict between Talmud Torah and Kavanat Torah. So Talmud Torah takes precedence. We don't paskin like that. So the Pnei Yeshua explains why, because if we show Kavanat Torah, this will be a zgula for more Hatzlocha and Limanat Torah. So at the end of the day, it will come out that there'll be more Talmud Torah. There'll be more Talmud Torah. So that's Negei L'maisa. Let's say a boy goes to yeshiva, and he chooses, or the Benayah puts him in a certain shia. He doesn't enjoy that shia. And the Gemara says, Eidam Lamed Torah, Ela B'makam Sheli B'chafetz. He'll only be matzlich if he learns by the Rebbe whose shir he enjoys. He doesn't enjoy learning by that Rebbe. So what, he's going to waste the whole year? So out of Kavod HaTorah, out of respect for the Rebbe, maybe it's not right to lead the shir. Especially if that Rebbe has very few students. He wants to go to the shir where they have a lot of students. So it'll be a Bizoyin HaTorah. But whenever there's a conflict between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah, so the din is really that the Talmud Torah takes precedence over Kavanat Torah. I have to apologize. I'm expecting people to come to the house. Good night, everybody. Everyone should be healthy. We'll continue next week.
Okay, Shkayach.